Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You may not have heard about this on your local television channel, but on September 17th, this Saturday, approximately 20,000 activists descended on Wall Street and set about, quote-unquote, occupying it. Although coverage of this event by news media has been sparse, a hidden history of its own, if you will, one of their major complaints is something that has become glaringly obvious: the corrupting influence of money on politics. There are really two ways of looking at this: how wealthy the congressmen are, and in turn, how much money it costs in today's dollars just to get elected. On the first question, the answer is very wealthy. There are 261 millionaires in the United States Congress. About 50% of our elected officials are millionaires. Conversely, millionaires in the general population are less than 1%. An incredible disparity. Here's another eye-opening stat. According to CBS News, the median wealth of a House member in 2009 stood at $765,000, while the median wealth for a senator in 2009 was nearly $2.38 million. Yet, even without that obvious disparity between the people that represent us and we the people, you have to ask, how much money does it actually cost just to get elected, whether you're a millionaire or not? The answer is still in the millions. According to the Washington Post, quote, the average price tag for waging a winning campaign is likely to zoom past the $1 million mark this year for the first time, unquote. So it looks like those folks occupying Wall Street may just be on to something. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.